Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Life Podcast from your friends at Pacific Life. My name is Stephen Mitchell. I work here in the product development area at Pacific Life, and I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, Bill Bell, who works in our advanced design unit. Say hello to everyone, Bill.
Hello, everyone. You know, Stephen, you were a little glib up front saying this is an exciting episode of the Life Podcast, but it really is an exciting episode of the Life Podcast because...
Yeah, this is the only episode that we've had that really nearly caused a riot. Go ahead and tell what we're talking about today. It nearly came to physical violence.
Yeah, it's an exciting episode because we are going to hear from the people that are really our best sources of information, which is our financial professionals and producers that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And we recorded this at the Total Solution Forum, and we had a podcast booth there, which we've talked about in previous episodes. And we had a line just wrapped around the building of people waiting to get interviewed for the Life Podcast. But we told people, look, we've got a limit on how many people we can record. We recorded dozens and dozens of interviews, but we selected these four to share with our listeners.
Yeah, imagine, you know, when a new In-N-Out burger opens up and, you know, there's a line around the block, and then somebody comes out and says, you know what, we're out of burgers. I mean, it was the same kind of thing. I mean, it was just, we could only squeeze in four, and the rest of the people who had stood in line for hours were just not having any of that. But anyway, we managed to calm the crowd down, and you're going to hear the results of four very fine interviews. And again, as Bill said, the best ideas are always the ideas that get shared at these events by our producers. And so why don't we go ahead and cue the first of those four interviews up. But before we do so, let's go to our world-famous opening disclosures.
This podcast is intended for financial professional use only. If you are not a financial professional, please visit our public website at pacificlife.com. Although this podcast is sponsored by Pacific Life Insurance Company, the opinions and views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not necessarily reflect Pacific Life Insurance Company's views on any of the topics discussed. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance policies in all states except New York. Product and material availability and features may vary by state. Pacific Life Insurance Company does not provide non-qualified administrative services or investment advice and does not act in a fiduciary capacity for any plan. Products refers to life insurance products. And stay tuned after this episode for more incredible and fascinating disclosures at the end of this podcast. Back to you, Bill.
Wow. Those are always so great. I mean, I know for me, it's a personal highlight of every episode of the Life Podcast. With that, let's get to our interviews that we did at the Total Solution Forum with some of our very best producers.
We're ready to go? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why don't you tell everybody who you are and where you're from?
Jermaine Chaney. I'm originally from Georgia. I live in Indianapolis. We have a small firm called Chaney Financial Group. I've been in business about 20 years now.
I was just in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago. It is a great city. I love being there.
It sure is. It's just a small kind of little town city. It's awesome to get an opportunity to go and see some of the various events. Indy 500, which is huge. You still got to go to that. Pacers games, Colts games. So it's an awesome, awesome spot.
And, you know, I noticed that Peyton Manning seems to still be pretty popular there.
Yes. He's still very popular there and in Tennessee. I had the opportunity to play in a golf outing, and, man, I thought they had Bibles that said Peyton Manning. But, yeah, anyway, that's a joke. But, great guy, and was fortunate to have an opportunity to play with him.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your firm, what it is that you do for your clients, what your focus is, an example or two of what you've done for your clients over the years.
You know, to give you the full story, when I was done playing football, I knew how to spend money. I gravitated to the financial services arena. I've taken many, you know, personality tests. Can you overcome objectives? And football is not, you know, it's not badminton, so it's a rough game. Interviewed Charles Schwab, Herbert Jones, all those places. Ended up with a small financial planning firm from one of the guys from my church. Worked there for about 4 years. Had the opportunity to take a mission trip through my church to Budapest, to Hungary. I got back and put in my 2 weeks form, Chaney Financial Group. So we've got to bend really towards the business owners You know, I think most business owners have some type of sports-related background to some capacity. And, you know, I don't have any problem talking football for 45 minutes or so. So we work really with business owners in terms of just their executive plan. Most cases, they're the last to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big focus for us at Pacific Life is working with business owners. And for a number of reasons. One is that a lot of times they put off their planning because they're focused on just growing their business and they don't think about their own financial future and so forth. And the other one is that the reality is that when you look at a business owner, there's lots of different opportunities surrounding business owners. So they might need a qualified plan, and then they might need supplemental retirement income. They might need a business succession plan. They might need a non-qualified plan for their key executives. They might need estate planning because a lot of them are high net worth individuals.
Absolutely. It really almost feels like when you go to Costco and you go to this aisle, well, you need this and you need that, and you've got a basket full of things that most cases have just been deferred. And so we really like, you know, working in that space because essentially it allows for us to really build a rapport and relationship from that aspect that it goes deeper, right? We're just not, you know, transactional, so it allows for us to kind of get in and get a better understanding of the families and so forth and how we can come alongside to help.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that you're a former football player.
Yes.
You did volunteer the other day that you played in the NFL. We won't say what team you played for, but is there lessons that you could take from being an NFL player and apply them to financial services?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of great speakers here, you know, at the conference through Pacific Life. And I just think about my own story of just being resilient. My senior year, I had two knee surgeries. I played running back at Indiana University, so I got to plug IU. I ran track and all these other things. But my senior year, two knee surgeries, and really it was no real opportunity to get a chance to continue and keep playing through the NFL. So I signed a contract, went to Ottawa, played in the CFL for 2 years. You know, I got back, took sporadic jobs. I'm washing trucks in the rain at UPS, mind you, with a degree, right? And washing trucks in the rain never made much sense, even as I'm out there. From there, I had the opportunity to play two semi-pro games, which is pretty hilarious. It was the craziest thing I've ever done. But from there, I had the opportunity to play in NFL Europe. So our team was based out of Frankfurt, Germany. We played in London, Scotland, Amsterdam, Barcelona, and then, you know, did that for 2 years and then, you know, get back. Now I'm slinging shoes at Foot Locker and Lafayette Square Mall, which anyone from Indianapolis, they know that mall is a little run down. And then all of that, I got picked up with the Colts. So I went around the world just to go really 8 miles. It was 8 miles away.
So you went college, semi-pro, NFL, Europe,
yes.
NFL. I mean, that's really climbing the ladder.
Yes.
No arena league in there at all?
No arena. I thought about with Kurt and Kurt Warner, but no arena. I was just happy just to get an opportunity just to still keep playing. And I share with a friend of mine, it's like, if you ever see grown men in a park tackling each other, someone's going to go to jail, right? So it's hard to identify, okay, wow, okay, I'm still playing. So, you know, it's one of those things is I was sharing with one of the young ladies that I met. I said, man, most people haven't really understood what it means to pursue something to the end, you know. And, you know, I sold it all, man. I put everything into getting that opportunity, you know, just to prove yourself and say, man, hey, I can still play. I can still play.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, how long have you been working with Pacific Life?
Well, when I left the other firm, I started doing some work with Pacific Life probably 2004, 2006. And then I hadn't done anything with them. I had a contact. I don't know what happened, but I think they were servicing, you know, the other advisors out of Ohio. And so, but I had an opportunity here recently with a business owner. You know, you really needed some help from that aspect. And so Pacific Life showed back up again. And so, long story short.
Well, that's excellent. That's the kind of story that we like to hear, is that somebody new to Pacific Life is not only able to use our products to help solve some of the needs that their clients might have, but then come out to an event like this at the Total Solution Forum to get more exposure in regards to what Pacific Life does and what we have to offer. And so I'm hoping that we have more opportunities to work with you going forward.
Yeah, Lord willing. Yeah, I think that's really what makes a lot of sense. And, you know, one of the things we're in the process of doing is we've already got it formed, FMO called Miraculum Advisors, to essentially be able to come alongside, recruit, find, and really work with solid companies who are, you know, really believe in, you know, mentoring, helping, coaching, training, all these other things that I've been familiar with, to find the carrier that you can essentially partner up with and really work to increase the diversity and ethnicity in advisors of color.
Well, that's badly needed, for sure, 100%. Yeah. All right. Jermaine, so excited to meet you here, and looking forward to seeing you at future events.
Absolutely.
And when I'm in Indianapolis, I'm gonna give you a call. We'll go out to have a steak at St. Elmo's. Next time I'm there.
I'll plug Craig Hughes, right? Great guy. First time I've ever been in the restaurants when my wife and I celebrated 1 year wedding anniversary. We've been married for 22 years, right? And he said, man, why don't you come to our restaurant? And I'm like, oh, okay. They give us a nice little spot right up in front. You can see Meridian. And they brought out the shrimp cocktail. And, you know, we just kind of looked around and like, okay, I guess this is it. So, you know, the biggest helping you could get.
Of the cocktail sauce, yeah.
Of the cocktail sauce. And, man, I bit that shrimp. It felt like someone was behind my head pulling my scalp back. And we saw one guy. We're like, man, he's got to be the man. We said, we're like, maybe he'll look like we look like when we are, take a bite of the shrimp, and nothing fazed him. And so we realized how we were just rookies there in St. Elmo's trying to survive.
So when I was just in Indianapolis, one of our field representatives called me and said, hey, can you do this meeting for me? And I don't do a ton of travel anymore. We have younger and more flexible people that can get on planes that go to different places. But my one request is, can we do dinner at St. Elmo's? And she said, yes. And I'm like, all right, I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. It's a great place.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Appreciate you taking the time. Yep. Take care.
So our next guest is Chris Sloniker, who's a producer that I've known for at least 10 years, who works primarily out of the Tennessee area. I think this is the first time that I ever had a chance to talk to Chris where barbecue wasn't directly involved. In fact, we make a reference to that at the end of the interview. But Chris had some terrific insights on working with bankers and professional advisors.
All right. Well, first things first, tell us your name and where you're from.
Sure. Chris Sloniker. I'm a director of affluent market strategies for First Horizon Advisors in Nashville, Tennessee.
Very good. Now, Chris, we've known each other quite a while, and you have worked primarily with bankers ever since I've known you. A majority of our listeners are producers or financial professionals, and many of them are looking to build relationships or professional partnerships with bankers in many cases, or other financial professionals, people that just don't deal with life insurance on a day-to-day basis. So for those people that are looking to build those relationships, what advice would you give to them as far as working with bankers?
Yeah, well, it's very clear from pretty much any bank that you work with that the investment officers are not very good at selling insurance. It's a different skill set. It's not what they have grown up in. It's not the transaction mentality. And the insurance agent brings that wealth of experience of having a conversation with a client and getting a deeper set of understanding about that client so that you can put them in the experiences of the future that they may or may not come in contact with. And so it's important that you bring that aspect to the advisor relationship, that you show them that there are things that they can do to really penetrate that client, make them stickier by having these conversations in regards to the consequences that happen in life and not just what kind of return I can get and those types of things. So it's engaging them at that level and understanding that that skill set is not something that they typically have.
And part of that is also the investment advisors or the investment managers just understanding that life insurance is maybe not their expertise. And so partnering with a financial professional or a producer is in their best interest as well. Because one of the things that we hear from people out there all the time is, hey, I lost a sale because my client didn't even know that they could buy life insurance through me. I mean, that's got to be a common occurrence in your world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. As much as we market it, as much as we tell them, it's still not something that's front of mind for most people that work within banks. So the client doesn't know that it's offered there. Having the insurance agent be a part of the team that the advisor can bring to the table is something that is a valuable differentiator when it comes to having that conversation with new clients.
Now, without being product specific, obviously, again, you're in a little different situation than most of our traditional life insurance producers. What do you see being sold out there? What is really resonating with clients in the current environment?
Well, certainly there's the conversations around estate planning and specifically with the potential sunset that's coming. People are starting to have that engagement with our higher net worth folks. The rank and file, still the LERP conversation is meaningful. We oftentimes talk to our investment advisors about the importance of having the three buckets of money. You know, obviously those that are taxable, those from an income tax perspective, as well as those from capital gains, and then creating that third bucket of tax-free money that really lets them kind of focus in on controlling that tax rate when retirement comes along. That is incredibly beneficial. And about the only way they can get there with those affluent clients is through life insurance. So the LERP strategy continues to be something that we focus in on.
And I got to think that if you're working with bankers, it might be a little easier to identify potential clients that are in the position of having a taxable estate, or am I wrong there?
No, you're exactly right. They know their assets under management and net worth quite quickly. You know, the thing is, the advantage of working with banks is they all have so many clients. So you come to an investment officer with an idea, chances are they have multiple people that fit that opportunity that you can begin to work with right away, and they can identify that quickly.
All right, last question for you. Where's the best barbecue in the state of Tennessee?
Oh, wow. Well, my favorite is the original Corky's on Poplar Avenue. That's where, in Memphis, Tennessee.
I have been to that Corky's on multiple occasions. It
yes.
is delicious. You really can't go wrong with just about anywhere in the Memphis,
right?
Basically all the way to Nashville corridor.
Yes. There's, and if you have the opportunity to come to the World Championship Barbecue Festival, which I know you've been at many times, it's one of the greatest smells you'll ever encounter.
It is truly tremendous. In fact, we took the Life podcast on the road and recorded a bit from the World Barbecue Championship last May. So it will be on a past episode of the Life podcast when people are hearing this. So,
excellent.
Chris, thank you so much for joining me here today. I told you it would be painless.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This next interview is with one of my favorite people in the industry, Jack Kelly, who lives in Detroit, Michigan. Jack has a really interesting perspective on financial services. In fact, as he mentions during the interview, he used to be a bass player for a rock band. And when you talk about rock music and life insurance planning, you're speaking my language. So here's what Jack had to say.
So introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
My name is Jack Kelly, and I'm from Detroit.
So, Jack, what would you say your typical day is like when you're working with clients? Is there a specialization that you have? Is there something that you focus on primarily?
I focus on two different markets primarily. I've been in the business for over 40 years. I kind of hate to admit it, but in any case, my two specialties are working with business owners, typically higher net worth. And also another phase of my business is I do employee benefits. And I've become, over that 40 years, I've become kind of a, oh, I hate to use the word guru or expert, but hey, if you've been doing something for that long, you better get reasonable at it or get out of it. And I do self-insured health insurance benefits.
Well, I would definitely say you have your 10,000 hours of experience at that point there.
I would say I have my 10,000 hours of experience. Is that what it's supposed to take, Bill?
That's what Malcolm Gladwell says in Outliers, is that once you reach 10,000 hours of doing something, you've become an expert.
Okay.
Stephen, have you reached your 10,000 hours?
A long time ago, yeah, but...
I think I reached that some while back, a long time ago. But.
So, Jack, obviously you've been to a number of Pacific Life events over the years.
I have.
What do you like about working with Pacific Life as a company? And B, what do you like about coming to Pacific Life events?
Well, the events kind of speak for themselves. I've been to... gosh, maybe six, I think, over the years. I mean, you guys always get great speakers. The facility's gorgeous. I was telling my wife the other day, she didn't come on this, and I said, you know, I said, it's almost like a Disney property, this place. They keep it perfect. I've always told my clients, first of all, I have my life insurance with PacLife, and I've always felt that I never could sell a product that I wasn't willing to buy myself, be it either a particular policy, a particular company, whatever. And I don't mean to sound altruistic in saying that, it's just a fact. I've never been able to sell something that I wasn't willing to buy myself. So PacLife has demonstrated over the years a certain level of integrity that I don't think I've seen from very many other companies. And honestly, over the decades I've been doing this, I think I've probably sold contracts to just about everybody. So I've just enjoyed it. Yeah.
Well, it's high praise. Yeah. Thank you for the kind words about the company.
Well, I mean it, so it's easy.
So, Stephen and I wanted to talk to you about your musical career. So, we know that...
My musical career?
Well, we know that prior to your foray into financial services, that you were a musician at some point. How do you make that transition from being a musician to being a financial services professional? And is there any lessons that you could take from being in
actually,
part of a
Bill,
band?
Actually, Bill, I'll tell you, it seems to kind of go with the territory. I was a bass player, and I know a lot of bass players through the years have gravitated into the life insurance business. I don't know where that's written, but it seems to happen.
Former bass player myself here, so.
Really? No kidding. I didn't know that.
That is correct, yeah.
I'll tell you a real quick funny story. Okay, I'm dating myself by saying this, but when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan's show in November of 63, I believe it was, I looked at that and I thought, anything you can do to generate that many girls screaming for you, that has to be something that's a great thing. So
we do certainly get these screaming crowds at the Pacific Life insurance-based events, for sure.
No, I don't think that segues directly into that, but... No, I think that I'm not sure if there's any particular thing about the music business. I mean, I kind of made a decision at that point that come hell or high water, I was going to take a shot at the music business. And, you know, I achieved some reasonable success. I mean, a lot of luck in that business. I think one thing that bothered me about it is it wasn't a business that you could determine with reasonable accuracy your success by either A, how talented you are, B, how hard you work. Some of the most talented musicians I've known through my life, really, they've been broke their entire life. And I just, like I say, I developed a taste for food. So... that kind of directed me to do something other than the music business. But I did enjoy my time.
Very good. And is there one specific thing that you're looking forward to seeing here at the event or learning about more?
I come here to learn. I always pick up a ton of ideas. And I've used them over the years, the ideas I've picked up here, to improve my business.
All right, well, Jack, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
The next interview we have is with Mark Jacobson, who's a producer that I've known for a long time in the Chicago area. The audio got cut at the beginning of his interview, so we don't hear him introduce himself, but he's got a lot of great things to say, so we wanted to make sure to include him. So here's Mark.
I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities.
It is.
What is the focus of your practice? What do you generally do on a day-to-day basis? What type of clients do you work with?
My clients are typically high net worth. They come from banking institutions, law firms, accounting firms, and property and casualty brokers who don't do life insurance. And I travel around the U.S., and it's been a pretty good career.
So you work primarily then on referrals or with clients that you've met with other professional advisors, be it PNC firms, banks, CPAs, and so forth.
Yes, they bring me in sometimes at the beginning, sometimes after someone else has tried to help them and it doesn't work out, or just in general that I have a friendship with them and they bring me in.
So a lot of our listeners probably are thinking about trying to develop those types of relationships out there. What advice would you have for people that are either starting out in the business or maybe changing their business up to work more on a referral basis like that?
Never underestimate yourself. Call anybody. Always, if someone asked me in my early stages of my career to call Mahatma Gandhi, give me the number, I'll call him. You have nothing to lose. People appreciate you calling them. If they don't, they'll hang up and you call somebody else.
The worst they can say is no, correct?
Right. And you're going to get a million no's in your career. You got to persevere. They're not saying no to you. They're saying no to what you're selling or telling them to do. People don't understand, at least in my view, that you don't have to be the smartest insurance man in the world. I can always pick up the phone and call you. I can always call somebody at a carrier and get the answer that I need to give somebody. Once you guess on an answer and you're wrong, that relationship's over. So always remember, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the world. You just have to know where to get the answers.
Yeah, there's a couple of great reminders in there. One, it's okay to say, I don't know, but let me find out.
Right.
And then two, there's a lot of resources out there to help you get that answer that you need.
Exactly. And the resources are free most of the time. And your client appreciates that because you didn't give them some random answer or off-the-cuff answer that's wrong. And they know now they can depend on you, and they like that.
Terrific. Now, you've been to a number of Pacific Life events over the years. What do you like about coming to Pacific Life events? And then, second question, what do you like about working with Pacific Life in general?
I like Pacific Life because they're like seemingly modern. They are, you know, top of the list of carriers that I want to deal with because of the products. And they're just nice people. And a convention like this just brings you together with other people, not so much like me, because I'm older, but it brings me in with younger people that are trying to do what I may have done or what I'm doing now. And PAC Life facilitates that, and I really appreciate it.
And then is there one specific thing that you're looking forward to learning about here at the event, or are you just kind of here to take it all in?
It's all in, because there's so many different breakout sessions and everything. I'll pick and choose what I want. Some things are of interest to me, some aren't. So it's here to meet the people. People are trying to do the same thing. It's just a really nice time to get together with other people and understand where this company is going, where our industry is going. And it's nice because you don't see a lot of young people coming in. It's not sexy enough, I don't think. And it's nice to be here.
Well, I certainly find life insurance at least interesting, if not sexy. But and there's a lot to learn here at this event. So, Mark, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure. It was great to see you again, and thank you for having me here.
All right, great.
Well, a special thanks to everyone who dropped by our booth and spent a little time with us at the Total Solutions Forum. We look forward to seeing everyone again, hopefully in the very near future. Thanks to those of you that shared those ideas, and I'm sure that Bill will agree that those were deep insights that everyone who listens to the podcast will gain some benefit from listening to.
Yeah, it was truly awesome being able to conduct those interviews.
Yeah, me too.
It's always great hearing from our producers. And for those of you that stood in those lines for hours and weren't able to make the cut, we do apologize. Next time, I promise we'll get you on. So a couple of quick housekeeping things before we let you go. First of all, if you have a question for myself or Steven or anybody else associated with the Life Podcast, go ahead and send us an email to themailbag@pacificlife.com. That's a special inbox that only Steven and I have access to. So if you have a question, go ahead and send it over and we'll get back to you ASAP. Also, if you'd like to listen to past episodes of the Life Podcast, you could do so on your podcasting app. But we always love when people visit our website, which is at thelifepodcast.com. That's where we keep our past episodes and a bunch of other cool stuff. So go ahead and check that out. Finally, if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, drop by and leave us a review. We always love hearing from our listeners. So for Stephen Mitchell, I'm Bill Bell. Thanks for listening.
Pacific Life is a product provider. It is not a fiduciary, and therefore it does not give advice or make recommendations regarding insurance or investment products. Pacific Life, its affiliates, their distributors, and respective representatives do not provide tax, accounting, or legal advice. Any taxpayer should seek advice based on the taxpayer's particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor or attorney.
For federal income tax purposes, tax-free income assumes, among other things, number one, withdrawals do not exceed tax basis. Generally, premiums paid less prior withdrawals. Number two, policy remains in force until death. Any outstanding policy debt at time of lapse or surrender that exceeds the tax basis will be subject to tax. Number three, withdrawals taken during the first 15 policy years do not cause or occur at the time of or during the 2 years prior to any reduction in benefits. And number four, the policy does not become a modified endowment contract. See IRC sections 72,7702F7B, 7702A. Any policy withdrawals, loans, and loan interest will reduce policy values and may reduce benefits.
In order to sell life insurance, a financial professional must be a properly licensed and appointed life insurance producer. Pacific Life Insurance Company is licensed to issue insurance products in all states except New York. Product and material availability and features may vary by state. Insurance products and their guarantees, including optional benefits and any crediting rates, are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Look to the strength of the life insurance company with regard to such guarantees, as these guarantees are not backed by the broker-dealer insurance agency or their affiliates from which products are purchased. Neither these entities nor the representatives make any representation or assurances regarding the claims-paying ability of the life insurance company.
NFL stands for National Football League. CFL stands for Canadian Football League. FMO stands for Field Marketing Organization. CPA stands for Certified Public Accountant. LRP stands for Life Insurance Retirement Plan.
Pacific Life Insurance Company is located in Newport Beach, California. This podcast was recorded on September 19th, 2022. The state code for this podcast is 23-94.